We continue this weekend in our gospel to receive a lesson on mercy. Each weekend of this Lent, we've been hearing these stories of mercy where we get a sense of what God's mercy is like and the mercy that we're called to also give. And we see three elements or characteristics of that mercy given to us in this weekend's gospel. The first is not to have a double standard when it comes to mercy. Notice in this story, they bring this woman who's been caught in adultery before Jesus, and they want to stone her. Who's strangely missing from this picture? The man. You see, these men who are the leaders of the Jewish faith, they bring the woman before Jesus, but the man seems to go scot-free. And so we can't have a double standard that we apply differently to different people. And this hits home when it comes to family or ourselves, right? I may say, well, that guy deserves a certain punishment, but boy, if it comes to me, I start getting very lenient. We cannot have a double standard. Secondly, we are given a somewhat negative example by these men in the gospel today because they want to stone this woman to death. And we don't know exactly what Jesus was writing in the ground, but one of the theories is that he was actually writing out sins, particularly the sins of the men who wanted to throw stones at the woman. You see, these men show us by a negative example that we have to be willing to give the same mercy that we're asking for. In fact, Jesus specifically says that in the Gospels, that if we want to be shown it, we got to give it. In fact, every time we pray thee, our Father, we pray this very thing, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. In other words, we're saying to God, forgive me in the same way or to the same degree that I've forgiven other people. I don't know about you, but it makes me want to be pretty forgiving, pretty merciful, and these men were not. God calls us to give mercy. Let him take care of the justice. Lastly, notice at the very end of the gospel, mercy is not permissiveness. Jesus doesn't just let this woman go and say, okay, glad you're okay, see you later. He says to her, do not sin anymore. Brothers and sisters, showing mercy doesn't mean we show permissiveness. There's an element of correction. In fact, one of the spiritual works of mercy is to admonish the sinner, to call a sinner to what is right. And God calls us in mercy to also change. Not just to get off scot-free, but to change our lives. We pray at the end of the act of contrition, when we go to confession, to avoid the near occasions of sin. We're hoping that we will make real, concrete decisions that help us avoid sin. And so, you know, if a particular occasion for us is tempting, I'm not going there. Maybe it's a certain place or hanging out with certain people or doing a certain activity. Now, brothers and sisters, God shows us all three of these characteristics. He doesn't have a double standard. He is willing to give the same mercy that has been received. And he calls us to change. Not permissiveness. And we must first understand the mercy that God's given us if we're going to give it to other people. And so one of the biggest keys during this time of Lent is fully admitting everything we've ever done. Really coming before God and making ourselves clean and new again, reborn. We do this through the sacrament of reconciliation, and I be willing to bet for many of you it's been a long time. And we all have a duty to make a good confession during Lent, before Easter, and to fully admit who we are, the depths of our sin, because it's in that we can fully experience the love and mercy of God. And then, once we've received it, and we feel it, and we understand it, then we're able to give it to other people. By not keeping a double standard, by willing to give the same mercy that we want from God, and by letting mercy actually change our lives. You know, there's a sense in which, yes, a person who commits murder, is that sin is worse than, say, a second grader who lies to their teacher. Not that any of our second graders would lie to their teachers. But the price for forgiving those two sins was the same. Jesus died on the cross for the second grader. Jesus died on the cross for the murderer. None of us can stand before God and say we're any better than anyone else. We're all in need of mercy.